The message you're about to listen to is from the altar of Impact House International Church. Stay blessed as you listen.
I've been speaking on shout of hallelujah, the shout of victory, since this great convention started. Shout hallelujah, shout of victory. We started that on Wednesday. And of course, I also talked about that briefly on Thursday. And then today, briefly, I'll be speaking on the rewards of praise. The rewards of praise. I'll be as brief as possible so as to allow other ministers to also minister powerfully tonight. Praise the Lord. I said, praise the Lord. When you engage in praise, just like you have just done tonight, it's not for free. When you engage in praising and worshiping God, just as you have done tonight, it's not a waste. Someone say it's not a waste. There are many rewards in praise. Like I said, in the course of my teachings, in the course of these meetings, many know the value of prayer. Few know the value of praise. You heard the great testimony that was shared here tonight. Awesome testimony. That is the kind of thing that God does. Unimaginable things. Things that you cannot even fathom. Things that parents can do. Things that fathers can do, mothers can do. Things that nobody can do for you. Earlier on this year, I was with one of our members. We were talking in a restaurant somewhere abroad. And then they took me out for dinner. And we were just talking. And somebody called them from Nigeria. And they said, our pastor is here. And the person said, ah, pastor is there. Let me talk to him. And then the couple talked to me. They spoke to me. And then the person now gave the phone back to the other person. Didn't know it was on speaker. And said, ha, we that we are going to Babalawo, we couldn't get visa. He said, I've been eating egg, eating egg, eating egg, eating egg. They've collected money from me. Tire. I didn't collect visa. They gave me soap to the extent that in one of the interviews to the embassy, I got there late. Because I was using this soap to scrub my body. Immediately I entered into the embassy. It was as if because of the soap, the Oyibo man hated me. He just looked at me and said, I don't see any reason why I should give you visa. And sent me out like a madman. I was hearing everything in the speaker. I said, a man that did not bother himself. That did not even give himself so much stress. See how God is doing it. Every God praiser cannot go unrewarded. And tonight, briefly, I'll be showing you a few rewards of praise, and then we'll go into prayer. I have two sessions tonight, and this is the first one. This will be a little mild, and then the second one will be a little fireful, as God will help us. Number one reward of praise is favor. 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 In Mark chapter 6, verse 22, a young girl, the daughter of Herodias, danced before the king. And the king said, I will give you anything, even to half of my kingdom. Anything you ask for, because you have praised me, I will give you half. Anything you ask for, I will release it to you. Anything you want, up to half of my kingdom, just because of the way you dance. Somebody's here tonight. Just because of the way you worship and praise God tonight, favor will locate you. I say favor will locate you. I say favor will locate you. Can I hear you say a big amen? When you praise God, you are entitled to a blank check. It's now left for you to feel whatever you want there. Some will feel children. Some will feel visa. Some will feel intervention of marriage. Some will feel business breakthrough. Some will feel good health. I don't know what you are going to feel tonight. But whatever it is that you are believing God for tonight, God is going to release it to you in the name of Jesus. I don't know if we still have expectation slips, if we still have some Please distribute them around so that people can fill in what they want from God. If you forgot yours, you can tear a sheet of paper. Because at a particular point tonight, God is going to show you how powerful He is by answering you from A to Z in the name of Jesus. Number two, major reward of praise is conversion of obstacles to miracles. The praise of God converts your obstacles, converts it to miracles. Obstacles only stay for as long as a man or woman doesn't know how to praise God. Obstacles stands gidigba. Like those three statues when you are entering Lagos. How many of you have seen it before? They call them one some names in Yoruba. You know, you know the names. Obstacles stand like this until they see praise. When they see praise, they must crumble. I've talked about that earlier in the course of my teachings during the week when I talked about how Joshua and the people went around the wall of Jericho 6 times. And on the 7th time, Joshua chapter 6 verse 20. And at the 7th time, they went around 7 times. And then they shouted in praise of God. Joshua 6 verse 20. And suddenly, the wall came down and they took the city. They took the city. You will take your city in the name of Jesus. I say you will take your city in the name of Jesus. I say you will take your city in the name of Jesus. If you are among those that will take over, shout, I will take over. So, when you praise God, you are entitled to favor. You are entitled for your obstacles to be converted to miracles. Number three, what happens after you have praised God? Increase and multiplication. Increase and multiplication. Jeremiah chapter 30 verse 19. Jeremiah chapter 30 verse 19. And out of them shall proceed thanksgiving, and the voice of them that make merry. And I will multiply them, they shall not be few. And I will glorify them, they shall not be small. You will not be small. Though your beginning may be small, your latter end shall what? Greatly increase. Because you have praised God. And somebody is here today, that will be your testimony. I said that will be your testimony. Out of black pots, do you know white things come out? You might come from a village that nobody knows. Even your village or your town is not on the map of Nigeria. It doesn't matter. You are setting a new record in the name of Jesus. And God is going to increase you. I say 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 God is going to increase you. And God is going to multiply you in the name of Jesus. Number four, reward of your praise tonight is receipt of good news. Every worshiper of God is a candidate of good news. And good news always comes after this kind of praise. One of our pastors, I'm sure in the course of the meeting, maybe this celebration or after, we share the testimony, ran to me some days ago and told me, God has done it. God always blesses me whenever I praise Him. God always does something for me whenever I do His work and do His will. And then share the good news with me. You will share your own good news. I say you will share your own good news. I say you will share your own good news. That couple, that man that I talked about just now, called me this evening around 6 o'clock or past 6 this evening and told me, God has done it. God has done it. God, the baby boy we are expecting has arrived. Your own will also arrive. Your good news will also arrive. I didn't hear your good. Amen. In the sex you desire, it will arrive. Can I hear you say a big amen? Can I hear you say a big amen? You heard that story of that, my daughter that shared the testimony. Was it yesterday or day before yesterday? Of her sisters. This time last year during this anniversary, she was praying to God, Father, I want you to do something in the life of my two sisters who are due to be pregnant. I want you to bless them and do something wonderful in their life. And this particular anniversary is on, and God has, the two of them, settled by God. There will be a repeat of that kind of testimony in your family. God will do something that is a landmark in your family this time in the name of Jesus. Praise always brings good news. And I see your good news coming. It's coming from the north. It's coming from the south. It's coming from the east. It's coming from the west. If I were you, I would say a louder amen. Number five, what is the reward of praise? Divine presence and divine presence. Presence and presence. Your praise makes God to come and give you his presence. And when a big man visits you, he comes with presence. God doesn't just come empty-handed. When God visits, he doesn't visit like some people will visit without nothing. When he visits with royalty. When he visits with shipload and train load and truck load and plane load of blessing. It will be delivered to your warehouse. I say it will be delivered to your warehouse. God inhabits the praise of his people, Psalm 22 verse 3. And whenever he appears within his presence and with presence. And number six, where we stop tonight on the rewards of praise is fresh oil. Someone say fresh oil. Psalm 92 verse 1, verse 2, and verse 10. Psalm 92 verse 1, verse 2, and verse 10. It's a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord, to sing praise unto thy name, O Most High. To show forth his loving kindness in the morning and thy faithfulness every night. But my horn shall thou exalt like the horn of a unicorn. I shall be anointed with fresh oil. Tonight, God, we anoint you with fresh oil. In your work, in your vocation, in your career, God, we anoint you with fresh oil. If I were you, I would say a bigger amen. Friends, what am I saying? You have not praised God in vain tonight. Something must drop for you tonight. I say something must drop for you tonight. I say something must drop for you tonight. I didn't hear your loud amen. But there is a vital condition. It's called salvation. What shall it profit a man if he gains all the things I've listed here and he loses his soul? This is not a jamboree. This is the house of God. And anytime we come here, God did not bring us here to condemn us. He brought you here to embrace you. He brought you here to show his love to you. It's important that you reciprocate that love to God. You are here tonight. You want to make your ways right with God. You want to tell God, Father, I am sorry for my past. Though I have danced before you, you know me. You know me in and out. Nobody knows me, but you know me. Just have mercy on me tonight. Have mercy on me. I'm going to be counting from 1 to 5. You are watching us on the internet all over the world. You can send us an email on the email stated on the screen or send us a WhatsApp on the number on the screen. But you are here in the Praise Tabernacle, inside and outside. You want to make your ways right with God. You want these blessings I've listed. You want favor. You want presence and presence. You want fresh oil. You want the blessings of God in your life. And you want to make your ways right with God. With all heads bowed and all eyes closed, I want to pray with you just in a few minutes. I want you to please be bold to stand up. You want to make your ways right with God. You want to rededicate your life to Christ. You want to start with God all over again. You don't want to just come here in vain. You want tonight to be a night you will never forget in your life. I want to pray with you, brothers and sisters. Quickly be on your feet. God bless you. Be on your feet. Be on your feet. Be on your feet. You want to rededicate your life to Jesus. One. You don't want your life to be the same again. You don't want to come here and just go back empty-handed. You want your life to change. God bless you. God bless you. Be on your feet quickly. Don't be the last person. 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 You want to rededicate your life to Jesus. You want your life to change. You want to have a new life. You want a brand new you to come out of this meeting. You want to shout a big hallelujah. You want God to have mercy on you. You want God to cleanse you with his blood. Also, you are here tonight. you want to break an habit. There's an habit in your life. You know, Christ doesn't like this. You want to stop it tonight. I want to pray with you tonight. Quickly, be on your feet. God bless you. Inside, outside. You want to rededicate your life to Jesus. You want a new life. You want a new life in Christ. You want a new life in Jesus. You want that habit broken. Tonight is your night. 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 Two. Also, you are watching us on the internet. Let us know through the email that is on the screen or the phone numbers on the screen that you are rededicating your life to Jesus. If you are standing up, please stand very well so that I can see you clearly. God bless you. God bless you. Don't be the last person. Wherever you are seated, you see, no one can help somebody who is in the pit and refuses to raise his hand up. If you are in the pit, you need help. If things are not working, you need help. And Christ is calling on you. Come to me, my son. Come to me, my daughter. Come to me. Let me remove this burden from you. Let me help you. Let me assist you. He says, I stand at the door and I knock. If you open the door, I will come in. Christ is passing here tonight. Three. And he's knocking. He's calling on you. He's calling on you. He's calling on you. Jesus is passing this way. This way. This way. Jesus is passing. He's passing this way. Jesus is passing this way. This way. This way. God bless you. I can see you. God bless you. God bless you. If you are standing, stand very well. I can see you very well. If you are outside, you will need to come inside so that I can see you very well. Also, you are here tonight. If Christ returns now, this is 1:30 a.m. in the morning. Now, you are not certain. You are not sure if you will go with him. You are not sure, but you want to be sure. You don't want to play the fool. You don't want to be in doubt. I want you to please be bold to stand up, and I will pray with you tonight. I will pray with you tonight. Jesus is passing this way.
Jesus is passing this way.
Are you sure of your salvation?
Jesus is passing this way. He's passing this way today.
Is your name in the book of life? Does Jesus know you? Can heaven identify you as a candidate of heaven? Tonight is your night. As I'm talking, Jesus is talking to your conscience and telling you inside and outside. He's telling you, you are the one the pastor is talking about. You are the one the pastor wants to pray for. You are the one the pastor wants to pray for. I want you to please be on your feet and I will pray with you quickly. I will pray with you quickly. Three. Just two more counts and then I will go to pray. Those who are standing, God bless you. God bless you. I believe many more are supposed to be on their feet and who are still seated. Don't deceive yourself, brothers and sisters. Jesus is calling you. It's not that you are a bad person. You are not a bad person. But you want to make your ways right with God. You want to make your ways right with God. You want to become a better person. You want to drop the past. You want to start a new life. Heaven is calling you. Christ is calling you. And he's telling you, come, my son. Come. 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 Come to me. And I will be a blessing to you. Four. One more count. The count of grace. Before I pray. You are still seated. And something is telling you, you should be on your feet, that I might pray with you. Or you are watching us, everywhere you are watching from, and you are, your conscience is telling you, God bless you. God bless you. I can see more people standing. I will give 10 more seconds. God bless you, my brother. God bless you. God bless you. I can see you. God bless you. many are still seated that should be standing. How can you want to be outstanding without standing? If you really want to be outstanding in life, you need to stand for Jesus. You need to drop the past and say, devil, I have nothing to do with you again. Enough is enough. I've had enough of you. I want you to walk out on the devil tonight. Leko tagate gladosh karabayaba. I want you to walk out on the devil. 5 more seconds and I will pray. Jesus is passing this way. One more time, let's sing that song.
Jesus is passing this way.
Jesus is
passing this way. It's passing this way today.
Thank you, Jesus. Now you are standing inside, outside. I want you to place your right hand on your chest. Place your right, my brother, my sister, God bless you. God bless you. Just place your right hand on your chest. God bless you. If you have people outside, they can come to the back so that I can see them also. And then we can pray together and then the counselors can have access to each and every one of them. Now say after me, beloved. And those who are watching us on the screen also, God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Now say this after me. Lord Jesus, please forgive me my sins and cleanse me from my past. I know that I've been a sinner, but I've come to you again as your son, as your daughter. Please forgive me my past. Accept me. Accept me as your son, as your daughter. Help me, Lord, to do your will all the days of my life. Thank you, Lord, for saving me. In Jesus' name. Keep those hands on your chest, beloved, as I pray for you. Father, thank you for these wonderful people. Thank you for the love you have extended to us all through your grace. Father, bless them. Let it be well with them. Keep them strong. Keep them growing. Help them to stay away from sin. Give them a brand new life. Thank you, Father. Blessed be thy name. In Jesus' precious name, we have prayed. Church, give Jesus a big clap. Please follow the counselors for brief counseling. Follow the counselors. Are you clapping? I can't believe you are clapping like that. I can't believe it. I can't believe it. Are you clapping for Jesus? Are you clapping for Jesus? Let's be on our feet and give God a big, 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 big clap. Are you clapping for Jesus? Please take your seat. Can you jump up with a shout of a big hallelujah? Can you shout a big hallelujah? Lift your hands up to God and give him praise and glory and honor. Thank him, thank him, thank him, thank him, thank him. Give him praise, give him glory, give him honor, give him adoration. Thank him for all he has done. In Jesus' mighty name we are praying. Lift your hands to God and thank him for the word you have received. Thank him, appreciate him, give him praise. Give him glory, give him honor, give him adoration. Thank him for the word you have received tonight. Blessed be thy name. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Just few prayer points in this first session tonight, and then we'll go further to other areas of ministration. You will say, Father, I receive divine favor as a reward of my praise to you tonight. Lift your voice and pray to God in the name of Jesus. Can we all be on our feet? Please, nobody seated at this time. We are praying. Can you be on your feet? Please be on your feet and lift your voice up and begin to pray to God. Father, I receive your favor. I receive your favor in my life, in my business, in my destiny, in my studies. Favor. Favor. More of your favor. More of your favor. More of your favor. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. You will say, Father, Convert my obstacles to miracles. Father, release new miracles into my life tonight. Lift your voice and pray. Lift your voice and pray and pray and pray and pray and pray. I want more miracles. Is the God of miracles, signs, and wonders. Father, release your miracles to my life, to my family, to my business, to my studies. I need more. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name we are praying. You will say, Father, let my good news be released this morning. Let my good news be released this morning. Lift your voice and pray. Pray, 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 pray. Release good news to me. Into an annunciato remetusi alle cladosi griana nasa. Erabakati endura deketi imbradose kete baradia. Father, I need good news. Good news, good news, good news, good news. Good news in my marriage. Good news in my business. Good news concerning my husband. Good news concerning my children. Release good news to me. Into nikre diketiza zekreno beriata baradi alalakazia. Ale kate edere bekendo ala brakete zezi. Ela baba barakete obore keti baretia. Ela boraka tumbre de kedeza. Good news. Release it to me. More of your good news. In every sector, in every area of my life, of my business, of my destiny. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name we are praying.
Wow. I know you must have been blessed by this message. Please feel free to worship with us at Impact House International Church, Praise Tabernacle, along Pipeline Road, Ilorin. For more inquiries, you can call 081-086-78878 or visit our website www.impacthouseinternationalchurch.org.